Welcome to Women Waken, a podcast that helps you heal spiritually from trauma in relationships, childhood, and early life conditioning to shift from a place of codependency into a divine feminine state of love, harmony, abundance, and joy. On Women Waken, we begin the journey to waken from the illusion of needing to prove our worth into the divine experience of knowing our worth. I'm your host, Whitney Walker. I'm a licensed mental health therapist, and I specialize in substance abuse, addiction, eating disorders, trauma, and spirituality. I'm also a fellow human being who has experienced most of the issues that I explore on this show. On today's Identify and Heal solo episode, I wanted to get deeper into a concept that I introduced in the last episode, and really the past few episodes, through all the transitions and shifts and catalysts that occurred during the eclipse, which is the idea of what can heartbreak teach you. I had quite a few people reach out, and it was so beautiful, who said, I felt like you were talking directly to me during the last few episodes. And so it seemed like I'm not the only one who is feeling that sense of things being eclipsed out of our lives, things coming into our lives, and feeling disappointment, guilt, grief, loss, heartbreak. So I wanted to more thoroughly examine. I've done episodes on this before, but this time I really want to talk about the assets, the power, the reason behind heartbreak, and how it really does come in when we're about to seriously level up. So take a listen and enjoy. Hey, everybody. Whitney here with an Identify and Heal solo episode. And today we're talking about what heartbreak can teach you. And this episode was inspired by a lovely listener who reached out to me to share with me that my episode about the eclipse and moving through sudden changes and loss and dealing with that grief and heartbreak, how we can navigate that, what we can learn from that, what we can do with that, how we can understand that. And she said something very simple yet so beautiful. And she said, it was very painful and I was really heartbroken. And I know there's a lesson in it. I don't know what that is, yet I know there is one. And her saying that made me think, well, what is the lesson to learn from these heartbreaking, disappointing, grief-stricken experiences? What does it have to teach us? So first off the bat, I want to start with a quote that I heard recently in something I was listening to. And it said, when we're thrown into a relationship with people, apparently more by circumstance than our own conscious choosing, this is a meeting with your shadow, and it's something to rejoice in. This is a kindly sent experience, so you may find what you are learning about in your interactions and experiences. And this really struck me because I thought, now that's interesting. Because when does heartbreak usually happen? When does disappointment usually happen? It's when a chance meeting happens, a chance opportunity, a chance encounter, something happens that develops into a connection, right? And we feel like, wow. And I'm not saying all heartbreak is based in this. Heartbreak can be based on a long-term friendship that ends, which I'll get into later. But as this describes, and I think this pertains particularly to what I'm speaking to now, because I am talking about what I spoke of in other episodes about, particularly the things that came in and out of our lives during eclipse season, because those usually are sudden things that came into our life and left our life very abruptly. So to me, what this statement was sort of saying is that when something kind of appears out of nowhere and we think, wow, how serendipitous, how interesting, this is no accident. This is actually an opportunity to meet with our shadow self. And not everybody we meet is allowing us to meet with our shadow self. I think some people are just a beautiful, loving gift. That happens. But if we're talking about stuff that comes up during eclipse season or Mercury retrograde, because as I've talked about in the past few episodes, we're clearing out the gunk, we're clearing out the blocks to getting a and being a clear channel to walk our path of destiny. Now, how can we walk our path of destiny believing in our ability to work towards our highest good and our highest path? How can we do that if we don't believe in ourselves, if we have self-doubt? Well, typically, we don't know what we don't know. Actually, that's always true. You don't know what you don't know. You don't know that you have this big old block right down in your solar plex keeping you from having the confidence to pursue your dreams until somebody comes in and points right at it and just sticks, jabs you right there, and you feel it and you say, oh my gosh, I feel totally gutted and worthless because this person that came into my life just totally rejected me. And now I'm realizing that their approval really impacted and was a factor of how I feel about myself. We need to realize these things because they're preparing us. The word battle comes to mind, but like, let's face it, wanting to be our highest self and to be a force in this world, it is a battle of sorts because you are fighting a noble battle to be your true self in a world that is consistently trying to tell you that you cannot be or that who you are is not good enough. So again, to this statement, let's say that what you're grieving right now, because this episode is about what can heartbreak teach you. What if we looked at it from a different angle and we look at our emotions. Emotions are a natural occurrence based on our beliefs around something that happened, right? Okay, this opportunity came into my life. It was so exciting. It looked like it was really promising. Everyone seemed so excited to have me on board. And then all of a sudden, it was just pulled out from under me. Just gone, just evaporated. Everything that I was so excited about, everything that I was making plans towards that seemed like a new community, a new start for me, just gone. So when that happens, how do we figure out what the lesson is? Well, this came in and out of your life for a reason. And just like the statement says, it's showing you your shadow self. So just as that beautiful listener said, what is the lesson here? Well, if someone or something or some opportunity coming into your life and being yanked away is showing your shadow self, what it's showing you is where your attachment is to believing that you really need something outside of yourself to feel a certain way or to have a certain thing. It's sort of what I immediately thought when I read that quote. I thought, you know what? That's interesting because every time I've been deeply heartbroken, if I think about it, it really illuminates where I'm putting all my stock in somebody else to make me feel good and to make me feel great. And I'm not saying that when we get a great job opportunity or when we meet a fantastic potential partner that we're not supposed to be excited. But sometimes if you look back at some of these experiences that really broke your heart, and I would even say some of these are more, I've done an episode on this before, but the difference between an ego bruising and a heartbreak, I think they can both coexist to some degree, but a lot of the times the things that really disappoint us or that we feel heartbroken over, but more so are just grieving the loss of or the shocking change in something, it's because we put our stock in it. We put stock in like, wow, this is really going to make my life better. This is going to make me happier. This is going to be so great. This is going to be everything I wanted. This thing is going to make me feel valid, feel good, feel this, feel that. Again, sometimes in life, we are given gifts, but that's different. The universe brought this particular gift in that was meant to be given to you and taken away for a reason. Nothing happens without a reason. Nothing is a punishment. Everything is an opportunity. And believe me, I'm telling you this from a person that has been through these situations that honestly like felt like I was dying, where I could not believe that this thing that I thought was so true and promising was just taken away, was just cut out of my life, was gone. And there was nothing I can do about it because you can't go back, right? And then we go through the grieving process. Even in something that's just an ego bruise, you go through the grieving process, right? There's bargaining where you go through your mind. You're like, oh, if I had just said this, or maybe if I had done this, they wouldn't have left, or I still would have gotten the job, or they wouldn't have taken the opportunity away, or I wouldn't have lost a friend, whatever it might be. So we bargain, and then we get really sad, we might be depressed, we get angry. There's all sorts of stages and they're not linear and there's no particular order until we come into a place of acceptance. And I'm offering this episode to help you get to that place of acceptance because in acceptance, we find the lesson. And we say, you know, if this hadn't happened, my life would not be the same. because I was thinking about this. Some of the stuff that happened to me during eclipse season completely changed the trajectory of my life in the past few weeks. It would have looked so different. And isn't that just wild to think about? How, I mean, I personally believe in parallel universes and parallel paths, that there's different aspects of our consciousness that are experiencing different pathways from what we chose. I just thought, remember that movie from the 90s, Sliding Doors, with Gwyneth Paltrow? I don't know if anyone's seen it, but it just like shows the difference between whether she one day got on a train or didn't get on a train. That's real, from what I understand. I've shared with you all that I'm very into channeled text. And if you guys have heard me speak of the Seth material or the book Seth Speaks, that's really profound, mind-blowing stuff. And they talk about this. I recommend it to anyone who's into that sort of more esoteric, higher alternative concepts of reality and consciousness and all that. But they speak of that, and that there literally are infinite different paths, and we just believe that this one we're on right now feels very real because we keep coming back to it, but it's just the one that we're focused on at this time is what that book speaks to. Anyways, with that aside, I mean, that does help though. I was talking to a friend about this, and we were talking about deep grief and regret, right? Heartbreak, where it's like, I just wish that I had made a different choice. If I had known what I know now, I would have done that so differently. But we have to realize that we're just living, we're playing out, we're walking the timeline, the path of making one choice over another. That other version of you that made the different choice is very much in existence in a different path of consciousness. And you are in that path at the same time. We just aren't aware of it because we're focused on this one. Those are higher, sort of more nuanced, again, esoteric concepts. But it just kind of helped me because I was like, you know, there's nothing to be upset about. Me, who made the other choice, is doing their thing, and I'm just walking and experiencing the path of this choice because we eventually experience all different outcomes. We do. So if you think that way, you just surrender and you're like, oh, it's like being on a water slide. You're like, oh, wow, this is when I go down this water slide and this is what I experience. And there's nothing to regret because I can go down the other water slide next time where I made a different choice. We don't feel that way because we don't have that open awareness in this experience of life on Earth. But that might help a little bit. I'm trying to find ways to help y'all alleviate your grief. But let's pull it back a bit and get back on track with what is the lesson from heartbreak. So as I was saying, heartbreak and disappointment can really illuminate where you put your stock in something else outside of you, right? Because again, it's sort of like being able to let things come and go. And I've talked about that, right? Non-attachment. That was a big message for me over the eclipse. Practicing non-attachment, recognizing that we attached to things during times in our life where we felt scarcity. We felt a scarcity mindset. And we thought, no, I have to hold on to this because there might not be another opportunity to be loved or to be happy or to be successful or to find my place in life. And it got taken away, and I don't want it to feel that way again. But now opportunities are opening up. If you're on your path, trust that everything will come into your path that's meant for you. And anything that left was just to help you see your shadow side, to teach you the lesson you needed to get to your highest place. Because I guarantee you, anyone else who is grieving or mourning at this time about something that has been lost, something better is coming. And if you really take a chance to step back, I'm sure you can connect with the idea that it was just not right for you. And that if it had played out, it would likely not be where you really wanted to be or what you're really meant for. Your destiny, your destined path. So we learn from heartbreak. The lessons we can learn is, what is my shadow self? If this person came in and promised me the moon and the stars and said that I would be great in this organization and this new project they're doing, and then they just cut me off at the neck and dropped me and it was gone, what can I learn from this? Where is the shadow side here? The shadow side is that I believed it in the first place, that I got caught up in it. And these are not criticisms. This is just observations of our responses to things, our emotional ties. Oh my gosh, yes, this is finally happening for me. And okay, that's kind of concerning and that doesn't really make sense. There's some red flags, but I'm just going to go with it because this is just, it sounds so much like what I really want. But then guess what? Again, that's why things get taken away from us, because we get caught up in the moment, falling for somebody, having a romantic connection that's moving quickly, getting a job offer out of nowhere and getting excited about it, having a new friendship and thinking that you're hitting it off and this could be long term. It doesn't mean that we don't want to do that, but we want to be mindful of, what is this? You know, are we overlooking things because we're just excited about it and we want to believe it? And is it really that bad if it gets taken away? Because it just means that we were overlooking too many warning signs. And I think that's the lesson here, especially stuff that got taken away in the eclipse, is like, okay, this was sort of a test for you to look at your tendencies. And we made it really quick because we wanted you to not have to linger in it and then have a long recovery time, because that's the blessing of short-lived phenomenons, whether it's like a short-lived romance, a short-lived exciting opportunity, a short-lived friendship that goes bad, a short-lived whatever, that we can see, okay, wow, I'm kind of shook by this. I'm kind of reeling over it and trying to figure it out. But it will leave your system pretty quickly, because the longer something stays in our energy field, an opportunity, a person, whatever it might be, the harder it is to move on from it. So yes, it sucks while you're going through it and trying to make sense of it and trying to understand, especially if you're left with no answers or explanations, that can be brutal. But we understand that it was taken away because it was just meant to show us something. And let's go deeper into this concept of situations being there to show your shadow side. So one of the ways it shows your shadow is, again, by showing you, did you put all your stock in something? Did you abandon yourself a little? I've spoken before about inner child work and how a lot of beautiful guests I've had on the show, one comes to mind is Jana Wilson, the author of Little Wise One. And she speaks about how she began to practice always checking in with her little self, with her inner child, before she made a decision, because she recognized that when she got excited about a guy or an opportunity or moving somewhere, that her little one would say, no, please don't do this. We don't know yet. We don't know if it's going to be safe. We don't know if it's for sure. We might get ditched again. We might be left behind, and we might pack up all our stuff and get ready to make total life changes, not knowing if it's actually going to work out. And this really hits home for me, because my recent experience made me realize how much I actually will ignore my inner child when I'm excited about something, whether it's a person or an opportunity or a place. I'll just say, no, I have to do this. Like, I'm not gonna not do it just in case it goes wrong or goes bad. I got to take the risk. I'm really into excitement and taking the leap of faith and all of that. Yet there's a balance between being reckless a little bit and going against, or not even going against, but not checking in with your emotional body, aka your inner child, and saying, hey, how do you feel about this? And if they say, I don't know. I don't know if this person means what they're telling you. I don't know if their intentions are true. So I don't know if I feel safe with us spending so much time with them and changing around our life to be with them. It's important to listen to that, because your inner child is also a voice of your intuition in many ways. In some ways, and sometimes your inner child can just be acting from the past, right? I remember I had a friend who met her soulmate online, and they talked and talked for a long time, and it was great. And then she set out to drive across the country to go live with him. And she got in the car, and she sensed her inner child had her arms folded across her chest and said, no, I don't want to go. You're going to forget about me. I'm not going to be as important anymore. And so that's a little different, right? That's our inner child just expressing the fears from the past, but they're not always accurate, right? They're not always reflective of what you're moving into. But that's where your judgment call comes in. But you have to at least have awareness to hear that voice and to honor it, right? Because it's inner child, your disconnected self, your shadow, whatever you want to call it. It's the part of you that's reluctant and that's saying, hey, can you please at least see me and hear me and not just drown me out because you want to go chase after this next thing that you want? Can you listen to all parts of yourself? Your higher self, your inner child self, your emotional self, and ask, hey, is everybody on board with this? How's everyone feeling? If you got some concerns, let me know and we can talk about it. That way you can consider yourself fully before racing and chasing and dropping everything, putting all your stock in something that just came out of nowhere. And yes, it's exciting. And again, it feels like it's going to give you what you thought you always wanted. We always need to be mindful of that. Easy come, easy go, right? Yes, again, sometimes miracles happen in a beautiful gift, just like I'm thinking of the Ace of Cups in tarot, where it's just a gift out of the universe handed right to you. And there's so many conflicting messages, right? It's like, don't look a gift horse in the mouth, but then also easy come, easy go. So all you can do is go within, check in with your inner child, check in with your intuition and say, how does this really feel? Does this job opportunity that's promising me the sun and the moon and the stars and is telling me that I'm the best perfect fit, but that I need to pick up everything and go move and invest this money or whatever it is, does this really feel solid? Or does it feel like something that might drop me, that might leave me high and dry? I mean, and you can replace a job opportunity with a friend, with a romantic partner, with a new path. We just need to be mindful. And also, the other part of the shadow self that that statement said, when these relationships, when these situations come in, they're an opportunity to look at your shadow self. Well, it's an opportunity for you to see, where are you displaying these behaviors that you experience? Because now we're talking about, okay, post situation, you've already been dropped, the worst happened, this person bailed on you, this person was lying to you, the situation fell through, didn't work out, you feel like you got duped. Well, now what? Well, if that situation, the purpose of was to have you meet your shadow self, that means that you're, that situation, that person wasn't holding up a mirror to you. Now, I often feel that these situations are an exacerbation of what you might be, but they're just, they're giving you the element of it. Look at where your anger is coming from. Anger is a part of grief. So if you're feeling heartbreak, there's going to be anger. And see, where have you exhibited these behaviors that are making you so angry? Have you ever twisted the truth to try and get somebody to do what you wanted them to do? Have you ever tried to remove yourself from a situation or something that you agreed to avoid complications, confrontations, uncomfortable feelings? Have you ever done some of the things that you feel like you have now been the recipient of that has made the situation so devastating, so heartbreaking, caused you to be so grief-stricken? Have you ever done them? Where do those tendencies still linger within you? Where have you compromised your morals and your values to get something that you want? Because again, think about this. When a situation comes in quickly and somebody offers you something that sounds too good to be true, they might be trying to convince you to get you on board quickly with their offer. But you're also doing it as well. You're also trying to buy it, like, yes, yeah, let's, I could do that. I can do this. I'm the best person for this. I'm ready. I'll go with you wherever you want me to go. Again, you can say it's a potential partner. It's an opportunity. It's an adventure. It's a whatever it is. So it's allowing you to see your shadow self. Just a little brief example. It doesn't mean you're going to be exactly like that person, right? Some people are like, that's bullshit that your partner is like a mirror to you because I'm nothing like my partner. It's not like you guys are going to look exactly the same like when you look in a mirror. There's some elements. When you meet somebody else, you are meeting yourself. Every person you ever meet, you are meeting yourself in some way, shape, or form. And some people who tend to be a bit defensive will say, that's not true. I'm nothing like this person. I mean, think of how divisive our country is right now. People say, those type of people, I'm nothing like them. Nothing at all. And, you know, not to put a damper on it, but yeah, you are. In some ways, you are. Where are you being like them? Look at your shadow self, because as long as you don't, you're going to keep being reactive and keep pushing and pushing, and you're going to fall for things that are a gimmick and a glimmer. Because you're not going to check in with yourself and you're always going to say it was someone else's problem. Here's another thing you can gain from heartbreak and devastation and loss and grief is to just see what your experience was and then see what can you do, what can you learn, how can you learn the lesson so that you don't repeat it, so that you don't do it again out of anger. Because some people let heartbreak make them bitter and jaded. And they say, you know what? These people didn't care about me. I was disregarded. How am I supposed to care for somebody else? Why would I want to do that? If we can shift that narrative, if we can say, okay, this was an opportunity for me to get a better idea of who I want to be. Because guess what? We define and choose who we are. Every single choice we make defines us. We create ourselves every single day. And I've spoken of this on the show. And they talk about this in so many beautiful books about consciousness and the evolution of humanity, which is our goal and our focus right now needs to be taking accountability for the fact that we cannot blame anybody else for who we are. We are accountable for the choices we make and how we respond to situations and who we become because of them. And there also is a lesson from heartbreak, is who will you become because of this? Who will you become to be a higher, more conscious and aware human because of the heartbreak you felt? Where can you see your shadow that was mirrored to you by the other person, where you've maybe been greedy, or you've maybe been dishonest, or you've maybe been reckless and ignored other people's pain in order to get what you think you want? Because again, that's what we're doing. When we jump after something that's shiny and exciting and stimulating and feels like it's going to give us what we've always wanted, that we're going to put our stock in it. This is going to be the thing. This is going to be that's going to make me happy, that's going to lift me up. And we disregard our intuition. We disregard our inner child that says, this does not feel good. I don't want to do this. Please don't bring me into this. And then we drag ourselves into it, that part of ourselves. And our higher self just watches and says, okay. All right, they know, deep down they know that this is not good, that this is not going to be for their highest good, but they're doing it anyways. So here they go. What will they do now? That's always the question. What will you do now? What will you choose now? Will you learn the lesson or will you repeat it? And I feel like there was something about this eclipse portal where major final lessons were learned. And from my experience and what I've heard from others, it's not that it's really been that intense. I feel like the last few years more deeply, deeply painful and jarring and really tower moments were happening. But this eclipse just seemed to really just throw in a little curveball of like a little taste of like, all right, well, this get this zinger in there so you can really have one last look at your shadow and what's holding you back and the gunk that needs to be released. And then let's move on. So that's the lesson in heartbreak. We get to see where we're putting too much stock in things outside of ourselves to be happy, to feel promise, to feel hope and faith in life, that we might abandon ourselves or dismiss our intuition or our inner child just to get what we think we need. Again, putting too much stock in. Why do you think you need that? Why do you need that? Always take a step back. When you're, you know, I know for me, when I'm dating someone new and I'm so excited and I'm really into them and they make me feel good, I'll tell you, I am racing out of my house to go see them. I can't wait till the next, and I get caught up in it. And I'm not thinking about, well, wait a minute, why does this feel so good to you? Because guess what? I'm single. So that means that the times that I've gotten caught up in these intense, exciting, quickly escalating relationships, it wasn't the real deal. And it wasn't a true offer. It was a false promise. And I was just as false as the other people because I was getting caught up in it, in the promise of it, in the excitement of it, in the energy of it, even though deep down I knew that none of them were the right fit. And hey, there's nothing wrong with dating and exploring connections, but there's a difference between throwing yourself completely into something and putting that voice aside that says, are you sure? Are you sure you want to put your emotions and your heart and your time and your energetic field into the situation? Are you listening to your little self that's saying, this doesn't feel good, something doesn't feel right? Because then guess what happens? It blows up and you find out, oh my gosh, my inner child was right. They were lying to me. They didn't mean what they said. They didn't actually really care about me. It's a terrible feeling. And again, whether this is a friend or a work opportunity where they say, I really see your talent, I really believe in you. And it doesn't mean they don't mean it at the time, but they can't really fully mean it if they eventually let you go or it doesn't come through, you know? But again, the mirror, looking at yourself and saying, well, I'm just as guilty because I abandoned myself because I wanted to believe what they were saying so badly, rather than just being able to know for myself, you know, I know my worth and value. And there's, when you know your worth and value, you're not looking to be swindled, right? You're not looking for someone to be like, oh my gosh, you are so beautiful. You should really, and they lure you in and they just want to get you to buy a bunch of their products. That's just like a random example, but you know what I mean? When you believe in yourself and you know who you are and you're not concerned about other people validating you and you don't put stock in things outside of yourself, you say, I actually don't need to buy $200 worth of products. I think I'm okay. Nothing wrong with makeup. I love makeup, but you know what I mean? Some people get so, they just want to feel special or loved or like they matter or that something good can actually happen for them after such struggle and challenges. And that's why we initially make these mistakes and we fall in these holes and we take the bait. But this eclipse season, the things that got taken for us, the things that came into our lives and went out again, we're just trying to illuminate that because you are on your path. You are meant for your path of destiny. And those things are just an effort to get you off of it. And not in a malicious way, but it's testing you because guess what? How can you walk your path of destiny if you're going to get distracted and if you're going to stray just because this shiny, bright offering is on the side of the road? Think of that. Think of like this tried and true warrior, adventurer, somebody who's on their path and they have their sights set in front of them and they say, nothing will take me off this path. And people will come up to them and they'll say, no, 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 come this way. You won't believe what's this way. And they say, nope, I know where I'm going. Somebody else comes in and says, oh, guess what? Nope, I know where I'm going. People who really have the best intentions will come onto the path with you because they'll say, hey, I'm coming onto this path because I see the vision too that you have. So I'm moving onto it. Don't let people try to lure you off your path. We only leave our path because we think we are missing something. Once we are truly on our path of destiny, it's because we know we are lacking nothing. So when you have heartbreak and when you have grief and you say, how did this happen? Why did this happen? What's the lesson here? The lesson is that you are a powerful divine being that is destined for greatness. And the universe wants you to settle for nothing less. So it threw a big old flashy, shiny distraction into your path and said, are you going to take the bait? And you did. And then it helped you out and said, all right, you took it, but I'm going to help you yank it out and throw it back in the sea. So you can, because you're more aware now, you've evolved, you've already grown a lot. Remember, we're always growing and learning. If this same thing had happened to you years ago, you would have responded way differently. But now you just need a little reminder. Then you get back on your path and you remember, I'm lacking nothing. I don't need to be distracted. I don't need to be lured into this thing that, oh man, does it feel good to have this sense, this quick fix for love, for belonging, for being lifted up, for being acknowledged. I don't need it. And I'm not going to fall for it again. And if somebody wants to walk on the path with me and say, I really see you and I'm going to walk with you, you say, okay. You're welcome to walk with me, but I'm not leaving this path. That's where the real true soul mates and soul bonds come together. When we realize that it's because we're walking the same path. When we meet people who are, they can still be our soulmates, but they're more of to learn, to teach us something. Cause you know, we have soulmates that may be a challenge and they're not, and it's not always a karmic. I speak of karmic relationships where it's like, we're really doing like the deep shadow, deep. We're also kind of balancing out karma with karmics, right? Like I just had this conversation with a client of mine where she was like, I know that my ex, I probably in another lifetime was really deceptive and betrayed him. And I was like, yeah, probably. And now that's happening for you. And that's how that works with karmics. But sometimes soulmates are really just people who are helping you out. I had this realization also recently that parents can do that. That if you have a parent where you're like, gosh, why were they so absent and awful and they were a terrible parent, it felt like. Well, it's because they wanted in the soul realms, in the spiritual realms, they agreed to be the asshole in this lifetime. They agreed like, okay, I'm going to be like a really shitty parent and really hurt you. And I know it's going to suck, but it's what you need to have this huge growth and escalation in this lifetime. So I guess a part of that too is to release anger. It helps you to just bless the person that came onto your path, that offered you this false mirage of a situation, of companionship, of opportunity, of new beginnings. It doesn't mean that there wasn't some type of bond there. It was. They were a soulmate, but not the one that's walking with you to your path of destiny. Those ones will come onto the path with you. They will not try to distract you. It won't be this sort of quick, exciting, where you lose yourself type moment. If you ever lose yourself, you know that's not it. Again, wonderful, miraculous gifts can come from the universe and lift you up to places you would not imagine. But sort of the same way that I describe the difference between spiritual or higher self guidance or intuition versus like mental chatter is that one is like really loud and noisy and sort of erratic and or really forceful, and the other is very gentle. And you know, because you'll feel it in your bones, you'll feel it in your energetic body, you'll feel it emotionally, you feel calm. I know that for me, the recent situation I got into, from the time it began, I just never really, my nervous system was just always on edge. Even though they said the right things and did a lot of the right things, I just never really felt at ease. And I could have listened to that, but I didn't. I got caught up in it. And the same can be said for a job opportunity or a new friend connection where you're like, gosh, this is really exciting and it's really cool that they're offering this, that, and the other thing and that they seem to have a lot in common, but something just doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel aligned. I don't really feel at ease. True soulmates who want to walk your destined path will always feel, make you feel calm, make you feel safe and secure. And that's often the distinction that you'll hear between toxic relationships and a healthy relationship, is that toxic can be exciting and intoxicating, yet that's very different from a healthy relationship that just feels good on your nervous system, that feels good on your body, on your mind. And one can feel less exciting than the other, and that's why we fall so many times for the more intoxicating, exciting, fancy, sparkling things. Yet they can still cause us heartbreak when they leave, even if we know that it was fake. So we learn from that heartbreak. We learn more about who we really are, because we're always defining ourselves. It's not about finding out who you are. It's about creating who you are, as that quote goes. So we say, okay, what has this heartbreak taught me? What have I learned about who I really am and what I'm not? What have I learned about what I'm not going to tolerate anymore? What have I learned about checking in with my intuition and my inner child rather than abandoning myself for something that I got excited about because I was looking outside of myself? I was putting stock in things outside of myself to feel a certain way. So there are my thoughts, y'all. And I'll still say that I think that all of this is also trying to teach us that the greatest thing that humans can learn at this time is that we have an inherent sovereignty to believe what we feel, to trust what we feel and what we know for ourselves, not what someone else tells us, not what the majority, the masses tell us, to find our sovereign self and say, this feels true to me. And anyone else that comes around trying to convince me otherwise, I don't think we're aligned. And I don't think I'm going to go with that anymore. I want to find my sovereign self. And the path to get us there to this level, because think about how much fortitude that takes to trust yourself that much and to be that self-assured and to have that level of sovereignty that you don't doubt yourself. You have to go through trials and tribulations because it literally is like building a muscle, and muscle is not grown unless it's built through grit and challenges. And those opportunities, what they will always teach us, it's not going to be what you want, but it's what you need. And I feel like that was also a theme of the eclipse. It wasn't what you wanted, but it's what you needed to experience. And that can also be a lesson of heartbreak and devastation. Yeah, I didn't want to fucking feel devastated and thrown for a loop and have a total mind fuck of a situation, but it's what I needed as a catalyst. Okay, I hope that was helpful in some way, shape, or form to help you all and inspire you all that yes, you can survive your grief, your loss, your devastation, your heartbreak. There are always lessons. And if you're in that space of, I don't know what it is yet, I hope that this shed a little bit of light of how you can explore that. And maybe, just maybe, and most likely, you all will find your own unique component, aspect, facet of what heartbreak can teach you. All right, everybody, have a beautiful day. I hope this was helpful. Take good care. Bye. That wraps up our episode for today. Thank you so much for listening to Women Waken. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with others and come back for more. If you'd like to connect with the Women Waken community, you can find us on Instagram at Women Waken. And if you follow Women Waken, you can get a free tarot card reading if you just send a DM. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, and don't forget to let your unique light shine into this world.